Ecologist Lisa Schulte Moore and cattleman Seth Watkins are catching up. The unlikely partners have spent this day in Coon Rapids, Iowa, telling others why they value prairie. Doug Davenport of the Natural Resources Conservation Service first connected the scientist and the farmer.
I knew Seth Watkins. I'd worked with him for years. And so he's the kind of a person that would like to try new things and give it a shot. So I just asked him if he'd be interested, and he said yes, and so I told Lisa.
And that's how Schulte Moore's prairie experiment found its way to Watkins Farm. Now let's back up. Schulte Moore of Iowa State University had been asking the question,
are there ways that we can take advantage of this historically predominant, this native ecosystem of Iowa, not only to benefit our natural areas, but to benefit agriculture itself?
To answer that, she and her research team planted a mix of grasses and flowers next to row crops at the Neil Smith National Wildlife Refuge in, of course, Prairie City, Iowa. Schulte Moore says they wanted to see whether these prairie strips could increase biodiversity while also preserving soil and improving water quality. The results impressed her.
Okay, I'm a nerdy scientist, but, you know, I've worked on lots of different projects in lots of different areas. The data that we have associated with the strips experiment, from a scientific perspective, I consider it absolutely beautiful.
90% reduction in nitrogen runoff, phosphorus runoff, and sediment loss. Those are three of the biggest scourges for farmers. And prairie strips are much cheaper than putting in terraces, a common conservation practice. The impacts also impressed the conservationist Doug Davenport.
Extra wildlife habitat, better water infiltration. Some of the water would stay on the field instead of running off at the bottom. And as they've shown, the soil will stay on the field longer than it does without them.
Seth Watkins tromps through knee-high, stiff stalks in southwest Iowa. Dick thistles and sparrows sing, and bees land on bright flowers on this patch of prairie. He credits it with clearing a nearby pond and furthering his commitment to planting native grasses. A fence keeps the cattle from the pond now, and a pipe brings them clean drinking water.
Cattle that drink clean water, their calves weigh about 50 pounds more at weaning than cattle that are just wandering right out into a pond and mucking it up.
So anyway, hopefully.
So this is it right here, what we're walking on.
This is it. You're on what we just drilled, and we had a nice...
Early this summer, Watkins planted 5 prairie strips. We're standing on one, and right now it's covered with short, green, leafy weeds. But Watkins says the expectation is that within 3 years, the prairie grasses will overtake the weeds. Throughout his neighborhood, Watkins points to straight rows of bright green corn cascading down steep hills. It saddens him. In the past few years, he says he's watched many farmers sell their cattle herds and convert pasture land to more lucrative row crops.
I'll be the first to admit, I don't have nearly the profit per acre right now that a lot of my neighbors have. I will lay odds that over 20 years or 50 years, I can beat them. That's my thinking, and I know that, unfortunately, long-term thinking it's not the norm anymore.
Watkins is trying to manage for the long term because, like so many farmers, he's quick to rattle off the projected need to feed 9 billion people by 2050. That will be impossible without soil, and for Watkins, swaths of prairie may be part of the solution. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.